This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Reuters confirmed what the Chinese commercials told me here in Royal, that China will reduce its soybean imports by 10 million metric ton. That is worse than it looks or sounds. They will import about 100 million metric ton this year, so that will reduce that to 90 million metric ton. Had there been no trade war, however, given the trajectory of Chinese soy imports, they would have imported 106 million metric tons, so the actual reduction from what might have been is more like 16 million metric ton. Contrarily, I am bullish corn basis the demand side. We are going to need to grow a big corn crop in 2019 in order for corn prices to remain depressed. For the time being, I am bullish corn in negative soybeans. The trade is looking for USDA to use 176.2 bushel per acre corn and 49.8 bushel per acre soybean yield in Friday's production report. That would add 186 million bushel to corn production and 115 million bushel to soybean production from what the USDA projected in July. The soybean market had been hearing that China was going to need to buy some soybeans despite the tariff. China is expecting to roll back imports off to 90 million metric ton, but may still need to buy up to 15 million metric ton from the U.S. At last month's price lows, the tariff was fully discounted in the U.S. price. The recovery since would cost the Chinese something as the spread with Brazil narrowed. The Chinese soy company officials, when here in Royal, said that the crush margins in China would improve by October, which would benefit their interest in buying. The reason was that their crush margins were in the red is that they had loaded up on supply ahead of the trade war. That is also why Chinese soybean imports fell off 20% in July. I think that they'll be cautious when returning to the market. Brazil will have soybeans to sell them because of their big crop. Brazil will try to plant early to narrow the window between old and new crop. The seasonal history is for soybean prices to decline after the August crop report into harvest, but this year we are in a trade war. Only a breakthrough on the trade impasse with China would change the trend. Otherwise, a retest of the July low is likely. There does not appear to be a weather issue with most soybeans with moisture and temperatures near ideal to add bushels. A full moon doesn't come until late September. USDA put the 2018-19 soybean carryover at 580 million bushel in July. They're expected to move the yield up, so the average trade guess now for soybeans is 638 million, with a topside estimate of 726. USDA put the 2018-19 corn carryover at 1.552 billion bushel in July. The average trade guess now is 1.636 billion, which is not a bearish number. Brazilian corn crop exports could drop by a third next year, so we should have more opportunity in the corn export market. South Korea says that the trade agreement reached with Trump is contingent on there being no further tariffs imposed on them. They seem to think that Trump is still considering a tariff on Korean autos, which they say, if implemented, all bets are off. They say they asked for assurances on no new tariffs and did not get them. They would have to ask Trump directly for the answer to be meaningful. NAFTA is far from being a done deal. The wall will come back as an issue. Japan is about to take their turn on the rack as Trump turns the screws. The European Union was just shelled until Trump is ready to re-engage, and South Korea should be worried. The fall election will likely determine what kind of mandate Trump has to continue his trade and immigration policies. It should bring out voters on both sides. This global trade war should have a life expectancy near equal to Trump's time in office. Crude oil posted over a $2 barrel loss Wednesday and was not recovering as of airtime. The loss suggests that the trade thinks that the trade war will worsen. Oil traders are trying to balance the potential for a weakening global economy due to the trade wars against this rising geopolitical risk surrounding Trump's Cold War with Iran. It is very positive that the U.S. is now sufficient in oil production and able to become a major player exporting liquefied natural gas. We no longer have the strategic energy risk in the Mideast that we once had, and our military presence there has yet to have been adjusted to reflect that. It is China, India, and Japan that need that oil. It is Iran that needs the Strait of Hormuz open to ship its oil. So the idea that they will close it seems absurd. They should be worried that we will close it. We'll put the footnote on the oat market. The oats market has been on a tear higher as word of disappointing yields in Canada reached traders. They say oats lead. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.